This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, I couldn't be happier than to have you with us tonight, friends. And I got to tell you, there's a reason why. You see that picture of Nicole Kidman if you're watching Biz Television. She's in the news this week. And anytime Nicole Kidman's on the screen, that's a good thing. Also, our ladies' lounge tonight, we induct a new member. Sej Lakami Bhatt will be with us. And I'm excited about that as well. Plus, it is the best weekend in all of organized sports. I don't care what they say about the World Series. I don't care what they say about the March Madness. I don't care what they say about the Masters. It is divisional playoff round in the NFL, baby. It is eight teams that all believe that they have the right to be in the Super Bowl, and they are going for it. They're going for the jugular tonight. It's an amazing, well, at least four of them are tonight. So by the end of this weekend, we will have an amazing set of games for next weekend, which would be the conference championships, and then the 2 weeks after that, of course, will come the big one. Now, see, I got into trouble on my local show yesterday because I said, you know, this is the best weekend in sports, and there were people that took issue with that because they say, you know, well, there's all these other great activities, there's these great tournaments and so forth, but there is something about football that in my bones, I was sitting there. Now, I'm a lifelong Dallas fan. If you're listening on radio tonight and you're in another part of the country, I apologize. Look, this is why the Super Bowl to me is anticlimactic to the divisional playoff round. Because by the time you get to the Super Bowl, you have two teams of which two cities in America are very, very happy. Many of the other cities across the country are not. They're just kind of like whatever. They're just kind of okay. Now, you have a couple of teams that kind of betray barriers. You know, the New England Patriots, they've got following all over the East Coast, particularly up in the upper Northeast, not around the New York area, but around otherwhere. Then you've got Dallas, who I cannot go to a city in America where I can't find Dallas fans. You've got Packer fans in nearly every corner of the country. Denver Broncos have kind of come up in those ranks in recent years. But for the most part, a Super Bowl is two teams playing from two cities that aren't quite what they, not everybody in the country is going to be happy about it. But there is something about the divisional round that still has enough of the country involved that they're all still pulling so hard. And I got to tell you, friend, there is something about this year's Dallas team. I know that's my team from where I grew up. I know that I'm a homeboy. I know that I wear Dallas jerseys on the air sometime. And again, if you're listening by way of radio, you can't see that. But if you're watching on Biz TV, you know that that is exactly how I'm attired tonight. The point being that there is something about this team that I haven't been able to put my finger on. And then I did something total geek-worthy today and yesterday. And by the way, if you go on my social media, I am unapologetically geeked out on NFL and Dallas. Because for many, many years, we have been trying so hard to get back to the big game. And in 2015, we lost to the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, largely on a call that was completely bogus. They said Dez didn't catch it. They overturned it. They said he'd been following through to the ground. He bounced the ball off the ground, didn't maintain control. You go back and you slow down the replay and you look at it frame by frame. His hand is under the ball the whole time. It never bounces. It's a complete bogus call. The Packers never should have gone on to a play in Seattle for the champion, for that conference championship. And I have a feeling that if Dallas had, they would have beaten Seattle. It's just a very, very sour taste in our mouths. It's been a long time. There's been injuries. Tony Romo was hurt the last 2 years. There's been drama. Will he come back? Will he not come back? The rookies come in. They're messing up the whole league because of how good they are. But it's not the big superstars on the team that always get me going. My jersey that I wear, 82, Jason Witten, the workhorse of the team. He's soon going to lead the entire franchise in the history of receptions. When you have Drew Pearson and Michael Irvin and Dez Bryant, some of these guys on that team over the course of the same length of time, and he's going to be the one that went that has the all-time most receptions. I mean, it's just amazing. I like the workhorses. I like the Cole Beasleys. And I love number 50, the middle linebacker, Sean Lee. You're going to have to indulge me tonight, friends. You're going to have to listen to a little bit of this because I told the bride today, I said, I've never wanted to win something so badly. When I coached, I didn't want to win a big tournament game as badly as I want to win tomorrow night in Dallas, Green Bay at Dallas. But take a look at Sean Lee's story from this year. Go.
I've never been part of a team like this before. Trust me when I say that's not an exaggeration. Whether it was college or the pros, I've always seemed to miss my chance to be part of greatness while I was facing my own adversity. I missed Penn State's run to the 2009 Rose Bowl with a torn ACL. The same injury sidelined me on the very first practice of the 2014 season when my teammates claimed the NFC East title. Tearing an ACL can be devastating. The darkness that accompanies it is an uncommon challenge for anyone who experiences it. The darkness can only hold you down as long as you let it. So even though no one was watching, there were no game days, no huddles, and no grind, I chose to keep the fight alive. Studying, learning, helping, teaching, recovering, rehabbing, working, preparing, and when my time came again, I was ready. Ready to do my job. Ready to be part of something bigger. When you embrace that, you go from setback to record setter. The spirit that embodies our entire unit, you might not see the work we put in. Some people even call us a no-name defense. We like flying under the radar, because even when you don't see us, we're there. It doesn't matter if the world says we have no name. Our identity isn't in our name anyway. The star of the defense is the defense. It doesn't matter when your name doesn't make the list. It doesn't matter how many times we fought in the trenches. It doesn't matter how many times you work alone or stay late. What matters is how you buy in and how you embrace the persistent pursuit to finish this fight.
See, I look at stuff like that and I get absolute, just beside myself, goosebumps. That's the kind of attitude I want men to grow up with in life these days. I want my sons to adopt the mentality that if I work my hardest, that it will always be the reward in and of itself. I don't have to be named to the Pro Bowl. I don't have to win Super Bowls. I just have to give it my best every single day. And the entire team of the Dallas Cowboys is filled with these stories. They've got a fullback that has been cut literally from the team 25 times in the last 4 years and re-signed. And he'd been trying to make it as a linebacker. They moved him to fullback. He made the team this year. If we do anything in the playoffs, it'll be a huge thing for his life. Same thing with a ton of others. Okay, and before we're done tonight, they did those finish the fight things for a whole bunch of people on the team. But the one that really, really, really got me was the one for Dak Prescott. And we'll do that towards the end of the show tonight. Okay, so we got a lot to get to tonight. We've got, do I really have to explain this? If Nicole Kidman's in the news and she looks like Nicole Kidman, I have just a tendency to want to talk about her. I don't know why in particular. No, she said something that went very counter to one of the big stories that we ended the week with. And that was, you got a lot of people that are going to actually try to protest, disrupt, and interrupt the inauguration of the next president. I don't remember this happening in my lifetime. Maybe it has, but I don't remember it. We will talk about the Disrupt J20 movement and what they are up to and why I think it's absolute trouble for the country if they are successful. But in parallel to that, Nicole Kidman said something very interesting this week. We'll talk about that. Then I've got a bunch of other stories. There's this dad that was being a good father to someone else's kid. Didn't know it was someone else's kid. Went through a marriage and then got a divorce. And now he had a paternity test done. Turns out it never was his kid. Has a zero match in the DNA. And the judge is going to make him pay child support anyway. What? So there's that. Coming up in the next hour, Sej Lakhanibot, Sejal is her name, Lakhanibot, will be with us. She is a brand new woman that we're adding to the Ladies Lounge. She knows more about technology in her pinky than I do in my whole brain. But we're going to talk about some trending tech stories that are kind of cool. Would you ride, for instance, in a driverless car? I don't know that I would. I'm not sure that I would, but we'll talk about it. And also, scientists are telling us something else about kids spending too much time in front of the computer. We got that story coming up for you as well. So it's a really busy show. I hope you'll stay with us. We are live from New York tonight, Radio Nightline.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Boys. Live from New York, it is the Radio Night Live broadcast, and what you saw on your screen right there was a peek of Times Square. Now, we had a weird day in New York today because it started out sunny. We had 60-something degrees yesterday, and now we have an inch of snow that's in the process of falling and whatever. So it's who knows? You know, it's January. It's what we've come to expect around here. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and we couldn't be happier than to have you here every Saturday night. So yesterday, I'm you know, doing my Monday through Friday radio shows here in the Big Apple, and I'm concentrating on the breaking news of the afternoon. And I keep getting news alerts about the numbers of protests that are going to be staged this coming week in Washington, D.C., with the intention of, not just to say, oh, we don't agree with them, with the intention of actually trying to interrupt the inauguration. In fact, there is a group known as Disrupt J20. And I only had audio of this yesterday, but there was something online that they released that was an audio or video recording of some sort, and they used the phone voice that talks like this, and the phone lady said, "We are going to Washington D.C. to disrupt the inauguration of Donald J. Trump," and they gave reasons for it. They said he is a misogynist. He is a, and they listed all these things. In the recording, one of the actual statements that it made was, "We want to force the inauguration to take place behind closed doors." When the police chief in Washington, D.C. was asked about this, and then later the national security agencies were asked about this, they did confirm that there are 99 permits that have been granted for disruptive protests that are opposite of the viewpoint of the event that's going on. They call those hostile or disruptive protests. That doesn't mean that they're going to be violent per se, but they're going to be in opposition to the primary event, which is the peaceful transfer of power from the Obama administration to the Trump administration on Friday. 99 groups haven't just applied to make trouble. They've been given permission by the city of Washington, D.C., largely in Democratic hands, to do so. Now, I did a little research. I wanted to see, is this unusual? Does this trans, like? So I went back and I looked at the permit rankings for the Obama years for Inauguration Day. Would you believe they had 3 applications, 2 of which were denied, 1 went unanswered, for a protest opposing Barack Obama on Inauguration Day? Now, later there were, you know, the Tea Party came, and they certainly had protests against Barack Obama, but on Inauguration Day, the city of Washington, D.C. fielded 3 applications, 2 of which they denied, and 1 they just didn't answer. For Donald J. Trump's inaugural, with the expressed public statement that they are hoping to push it behind closed doors, there are 99 groups that have said, "We want to protest his swearing in." Now, I'm not concerned about this from a national security standpoint. I'm not concerned about this from a safety for the president standpoint. I'm not concerned about any of that. But there are signs going up all over Washington. Nick, you've got one, the yellow picture there. They're actually trying to recruit people that live in the area to come and join them. If you're watching on Biz TV, say no to the Trump agenda on Inauguration Day, Friday, 7 a.m. The Answer Coalition getting out there. Volunteers needed. Come say, you know, be, you know. Oh, look at that. I didn't see that before. If you're on radio, let me describe. Someone has taken, this is posted, by the way, on the side of what looks like an electric transformer box or something along those lines. Or maybe a bus stop siding or something like that. But it's a big, you know, full length size of the box, whatever it is. And it's been, you know, plastered to the side. It has the address. It has the date, January 20th, Pennsylvania 14th, Friday, 7 a.m. Say no to the Trump. Someone has come along. And this doesn't look like a particularly good neighborhood in Washington, D.C. This looks like, you know, one of the places where they'd go and recruit people to come to protest. Someone has come along and scratched out the word no with a green marker or crayon or something and written the word yes right underneath it. I didn't see that when we were getting a show prep together today. That's really funny. So somebody in the hood likes the Trump agenda because they crossed it out with the green marker and they wrote yes underneath it where it said no. I'm hoping that that's what will happen this coming Friday, because I don't know. And I'm all for freedom of expression. But let me tell you something that I did in 2008. If you listen regularly, if you watch regularly, you know that I write for townhall.com. Not as regularly as I used to before I had three children under the age of six. But I still probably publish a couple of times a month. And then, of course, I keep my website, The Binge Thinker, going all the time. So back in 2008, I didn't have any of the three ankle biters. None of them were on the scene. They were all just, you know, figments of the brides in my imagination. And I had written consistently leading up to it through the campaign. I watched the returns come in on election night of 2008. I was disappointed, not because I disliked Barack Obama as a person. I felt like that as a policymaker, he supported policies and positions that I thought were not beneficial to the country. But the country spoke on election night in 2008, and I said to myself, this is what we're going to do. I am going to go silent on criticizing the president-elect of the United States, and that time, Barack Obama. I will not publish a critical word about Barack Obama until he has taken the oath of office, been in office, and done something that I disagreed with. That was the personal commitment I made to my fellow man here, because I've seen people lose their shiz when their person loses. This election, the country's gone crazy with half of them. They're like going to cardiac wings of hospitals. They're so worried about what's going to happen. I've seen that. So I made the commitment. I'm not going to contribute to the criticism until he does something that I am critical of. And then I'll write. But I always tried, in the 8 years that he's been president, I've tried to be fair about that criticism. You're not going to have, during the Obama inauguration, you did not have then, what you're going to have on Friday in Washington, D.C., and I don't think that it's right. 99 groups literally trying to be so intimidating, so disruptive, so hostile, so oppositional, so violent probably in some cases, that they want to move the inauguration. They want to try to force the inauguration to go behind closed doors. You got a thought about that? KMCRadio@gmail.com. Now, someone from Hollywood who did not vote for Trump has taken a different perspective. I'll tell you what she's doing when we continue. I'm Kevin McCullough. We got a lot of news tonight. Also in the ladies' lounge, Sejal Lakhani Bhatt, our good friend from TechWorks, is joining us. We're going to talk about a bunch of fun stuff there, too. And we're going to emphasize why we need to finish the fight all before we're done. Kevin McCullough, glad.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about NuGenix.
NuGenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With NuGenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
NuGenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. NuGenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It is divisional playoff weekend. Yes, I'm proudly sporting the blue and silver and hoping that the stars come through over the Cheeseheads tomorrow night. We'll just have to take that as it comes, I guess. But welcome. Saturday night, Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And my email, all of my social media, you know, that Pinterest and the tweet thing and the Snap Room. And the whatever they call that, the U-book and all that stuff. I've got all that at the website, thebingethinker.com. You can sign up for any of it. None of those are actual social medias that I just named? Oh, my bad. Well, whatever the real ones are, I have them. And someone who no doubt is laughing at my ignorance of social media is my special guest in the second hour, Sejal Lakhanibhat. She's the president and founder of TechWorks.com. They are a proud sponsor of this broadcast. I am proud to have them with us. Basically, you're going to find out why in the second hour. When you hear from Sejal herself, what TechWorks specializes in and how they have proprietary technology, particularly in cloud and cybersecurity for your company's network, you're going to be scratching your head going, why haven't I called them already? So stick around because it's going to be a real treat. She's also a stick of dynamite. Like, you just put her in the room and the whole place becomes brighter and sunnier because she's there. 97, oh, put that back on the screen, Nick. TechWorks.com. If you're sick and tired of dealing with computer guys that are impossible to reach, they won't follow through, they can't fix things, they nickel and dime you to death, call TechWorks today. 973-567-6404, 973-567-6404, techworks.com. You can just go there and contact them as well. They have a very user-friendly website, but you're going to see tonight a little bit why I love these people so much. And then we've got a lot of other stuff to get to. We've got this story tonight of a father who, it turns out he's not the father at all of a child that the judge is making him pay child support on. And he had nothing to do with the kid. In fact, it's kind of disgusting because he got tricked into marrying the girl that got pregnant because he thought it was her. He thought it was his kid. And then they got married, and then they didn't work out. And 3 years later, they're divorced, and he has a paternity test. And guess what? Zero match with the child. Uh-oh. Somebody else was tilling someone else's garden. I'm just saying. And so he went to say, hey, I don't have to do this anymore. This isn't even my child. And the judge said, no, you're gonna pay. Shouldn't the actual father be taking responsibility in those circumstances? Call me crazy, but if you actually create the child, I'm kind of thinking that's your responsibility, Dad. Anyway, we'll get to that story. Also, a new development with Iran that literally turned my stomach inside out yesterday, and I'll give you the details on this coming up. But the United States, along with the other P5 plus one countries, somehow gave permission to Iran, the country that we just gave the Iran deal to, that is accelerating the development of nuclear power, that is accelerating the speed with which they will have nuclear weapons, that is now self-inspecting because of a side deal that Obama cut with them that wasn't in the actual deal itself. He and Kerry cut this side deal and said, yeah, you guys can self-inspect your own sites. And now we've signed off on a permission slip to give them 130 tons of uranium to be enriched. That sounds like it makes sense, right? We'll get to all that before we're done. Anyway, hundreds of thousands of people are expected to attend Donald Trump's inauguration this coming week. Hundreds of thousands are also now expected to protest it, the biggest of which will be the day following the inauguration. And I don't think these people are going to cause any problem. The Women's March, they're going to be solidarity. Yay, woman power. Go. I'm all for that. But they're not threatening to do it on the day of and to intimidate people and to hopefully push the president-elect into closed rooms to take his oath. They're coming the day after. But there are several thousand people that have pledged to disrupt January 20th's inauguration ceremony. They are called Disrupt J20. Our great research team, mainly Mr. Nick, found a little bit of that video I was telling you about in the last segment. Take a listen to this.
Friday, January 20th, 2017, Donald Trump will be inaugurated as President of the United States. We call on all people of good conscience to join in disrupting the ceremonies. If Trump is to be inaugurated at all, let it happen behind closed doors, showing the true face of the security state Trump will preside over. It must be made clear to the whole world that the vast majority of people in the United States do not support his presidency or consent to his rule. Trump stands for tyranny, greed, and misogyny. He is the champion of neo-Nazis and white nationalists, of the police who...
All right, that's enough. I can't. That's misogyny, white nationalists. Where'd they come up with this stuff? Anyway, so they're planning. They want to actually push him out of public view into closed. I think that's wrong, but that's just me. We didn't get to it, but when I come back, a celebrity who's taking a different tact, and I will tell you her story next.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So glad you're with us live from New York. Yeah, we still got some snowy, drippy junk falling out of the sky, but I'm glad you're here nonetheless. It's Calvin McCullough. It is Radio Night Live. And as we say each week, we love to give you that kind of irreverent look at what's going on and have some fun with it if we're able to. So thanks for joining us. Coming up next hour, the Ladies Lounge, a brand new rookie in the lounge this week. Sejal Lakhani-Bhatt is going to be with us from our friends at TechWorks. And we're also going to follow up on a little bit more on why I hope that the men in the blue and silver can tomorrow take one more step towards finishing this fight. Yeah, those of you watching in Dallas, I can already feel the ground shaking a little bit. Should be a lot of fun. So 2 months ago, this group, and by the way, they formed this group. Well, they actually published this video, so I'm guessing they were working on it before Election Day. But on the 11th of November, they posted this video. This is Disrupt J20. Take a look.
Friday, January 20th, 2017, Donald Trump will be inaugurated as President of the United States. We call on all people of good conscience to join in disrupting the ceremonies. If Trump is to be inaugurated at all, let it happen behind closed doors, showing the true face of the security state Trump will preside over. It must be made clear to the whole world that the vast majority of people in the United States do not support his presidency or consent to his rule. Trump stands for tyranny, greed, and misogyny.
Okay, that's enough. Here's my question. If this group is so confident about how people feel about what they're saying in their little movement, why'd they use the telephone operator voice guy? Like, who does that? What kind of coward you got to be to go, okay, we are meeting on January the 20th to blow up the world. Will you join us? We will have much fun, drink many alcoholic beverages, and do many drugs. It should be a lot of fun. I mean, unless you're trying to keep your identity hidden because you're a cowardly chicken. Anyway, so along with them, there's a bunch of, I should draw lines. Okay, so after the inauguration, the day after, there's the thing called the Women's March. And this is going to be just women marching against Trump. But they're not going to try to disrupt the inauguration, and they're not going to be trying to intimidate people the day of the celebration and stuff. They're gonna do their thing the day after. And it's supposed to be probably tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of women participating. There are some A-listers involved. Katy Perry is going to be involved. Julianne Moore, Cher, Scarlett Johansson, et cetera, et cetera. There was a Facebook post that got it all going from a Hawaiian grandmother, a retired lawyer, Teresa Shook, to about 40 friends. Soon it turned into a pro-Hillary Clinton Facebook group, and then soon it turned into, hey, our girl didn't win, but let's go to Washington, have a party, say we don't like Trump, and, you know, let our voice be heard. So that's what they're doing. The day after, they're not trying to hurt people. They're not trying to disrupt. They're not trying to force and intimidate people into closed doors. They're going about in a very rational way. This is, by the way, that's how public debate in our country has always been held. Right? People expressing strong opinion and organizing and letting their opinion be heard. Not trying to intimidate folks, not trying to threaten them. Anyway, so those A-listers involved reminded me of another story that came out this week, and that was that a certain actress who voted for Hillary Clinton. In fact, she and her husband, Keith Urban, on their Instagram feed had a cute little picture of the two of them. You know those little stickers they gave you this year? I voted. You know, those little white oval thing with the little words on it? They were both wearing them on their little sweater vests. And so there was a picture of them, like, you know, showing them to their Instagram followers. And, like, hey, we voted. And then it's cool. It's sweet. You know, they didn't vote for the guy I voted for. But thank you for exercising your democratic responsibility as U.S. citizens, because they've become U.S. citizens. So she was asked about this this week in an interview with the BBC, and it's a long interview. They deal with her new movie and her nominations at the Globes, which I don't know if she won anything. I didn't watch the Globes, thought it was a ginormous waste of time, and after I heard about Meryl Streep's performance, I was confirmed it was a ginormous waste of time. But towards the end of the interview, Nicole Kidman said something rather profound. Take a look at this right here from the BBC. Go.
I mean, I'm always reticent to start sort of commenting politically. I've never done it in terms of America or Australia. I'm issue-based. I comment on the things that I'm... So I just say he's now elected, and we as a country need to support who's ever the president, because that's what the country's based on. And whatever, however that happened, he's there, and let's go. And let's go, and let's always, I mean, for me, I'm very, very committed to women's issues in terms of, I do a lot of fundraising for UN women, and I do a lot of traveling for them. See, I did also do an enormous amount of fundraising for breast and ovarian cancer, because that's something that that's affected my family deeply. So they're my issues that I'm very attached to.
Can I ask you about another issue?
So that was the but she said he's the president. He's going to be there for 4 years. It's the American way. Let's support him. Let's give him the help that he needs. By the way, that's what President Obama pledged he would do. Now, when he's doing things like loading up Iran with a lot of uranium, like just before he walks out the door, I wonder if he's serious about wanting to help the next administration, because it seems to me that's problematic. We'll talk about that a bit later. But I don't know. I found it refreshing. Not only that she is smart and beautiful and accomplished and all those other things, but to have a really, really big A-lister be the counter voice to all of the nonsense, all of the disruption stuff. And so if I have a reason to put her picture on the television screen tonight and just to say nice things about Ms. Nicole Kidman, Mrs. Keith Urban, I got to keep telling myself that. I'm glad to do it. No, because I think that embodies what is best about us. Look, friends, there's a miracle about to take place this coming Friday. And that is, for the 45th time in our nation's history, there will be a peaceful transfer of power from one group of people to another, deeply divided in what they believe, but deeply committed to the welfare of the country that they represent. And so for those of us that didn't agree with Barack Obama, but said he's the president, we've got to do what we can to help him help the country be successful. Yes, we speak out when we disagree with his policies. But for those of us that did that, now we're asking you that disagree with the group that's coming in, will you help this president do the same? I don't think that's too much to ask. All right, coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us. You want to be in touch with us for anything, TheBingeThinker.com, my email, my social media, all that's on there. And, of course, my 24-hour phone bank here, 888-340-3373.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
So glad you're with us. The Music of the Hot Sardines, our house band here at Radio Night Live, and we dig what they do because it's all 20s and 30s jazz, and it's just so smooth. Turn it up just a touch. Yeah. See, that just makes your Saturday night better right there. All right. By the way, we are brought to you by the good work of Mr. Mike Lindell and MyPillow. I don't know if you've been following the agitated news of the last few weeks. My Pillow was about to be awarded the BBB's Lifetime Achievement Ratings Achiever last July, and Mr. Lindell got involved in the campaign and said he was supporting Mr. Trump, and in August they revoked the nomination for that, and then they started telling him things like, you got to take down your television ads because we don't like that you're offering a two-for-one. You've done a two-for-one offer for, quote, too long for your customers. It's no longer, quote, special because you're doing it for too long. They told him he had to change the creative. He goes, we got new creative coming in January. I can't take the special I'm offering my buyers for the holidays and then, you know, just so he refused to take it down. So following Christmas Day, he's flying to Toronto. He does the QVC, which I think up there is called the QVZ or something. I don't know. They have a different alphabet in Canada. And he said he goes on for many hours, record sales, sells more pillows than you can imagine. Comes off the TV set. He gets a text from his assistant, Jessica, and she goes, Mike, the BBB has lowered your grade from an A+ to an F. An A+ to an F. Not a C. Not a B-. Not a D, straight to an F. They not only did that, they then released a press statement and sent it to all of the major news organizations across the country. This is nothing more than pure. By the way, they said that he could retain his ratings if he got more active within the organization. What they meant by that was make a donation to the BBB. He refused to do that. So they discounted him from an A+ to an F. Anyway, regardless of the crooks at the Better Business Bureau, the American Sleep Foundation, the National Sleep Foundation, has maintained that his pillows are their only pillows that they endorse, the National Sleep Foundation. And tonight, instead of getting one pillow free when you buy one, he's going to give you three pillows free when you buy one, just to stick it in the face of the bureaucrats. 800-506-2641. Order a premium king or queen. You will get a second king or queen. These are all guaranteed, by the way, to give you the best night's sleep ever. And then two of the go-anywhere travel pillows, which I swear by when I'm on the road. I started using the MyPillow 2.5 years ago. I have never not had a night of REM cycle sleep ever since. So the BBB may be saying lies about him. The National Sleep Foundation has stood by him. They are the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, and they are the official pillow of Kevin McCullough, the McCullough family, the staff at the Kevin McCullough Show, just about everyone I tell about, I give them to, I tell people to go get them. Everybody that uses them goes, I've never gotten sleep like this. 800-506-2641.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.